songs, aren't they, really, after reflecting on how the cross, taking them emblems, and what Jesus has done for us. It's pretty amazing. Like I said before, we were looking at stewardship, and Kevin said to me, why don't you just talk on stewardship? And I thought, oh, that's really, really easy to do. And then I thought, man, that's really, really hard to talk on that. And I thought, I'm going to upset some people this morning if I say what I really want to say, or think I should say. And then I thought, no, I can't say that. And so I looked up what spiritual stewardship meant. And I said to my mate the other morning when we were running, I said, what do you reckon stewardship means? And he said to me, I don't even know what it means. And I thought, oh, so I looked it up. And the first thing that said is, it says it's an old-fashioned word. And I thought, oh, well, no wonder he doesn't know what it means. And then I looked a bit deeper and I come up with this here that I found, and it said stewardship is recognizing that everything we have and everything we are is a gift from God and being grateful and generous with those gifts. A steward is defined as a manager, a treasurer, one who takes care of the master's business until he returns. When we make the commitment to follow Christ, we become stewards in his kingdom, managers of the resources God has granted us. And I thought, easy, done. That's it. Perfect, finish, sit down. And then I read Psalm 24 and it said, the earth is the Lord and everything in it, the world and all who live in it. And I thought, oh, maybe the stewardship job's a bit bigger than what I thought, because it's everything in it, is it? That we've been given stewardship over. And then I read 1 Peter 4 and 10 and it said, each of you should use whatever gift you have received to serve others as faithful stewards of God's grace in various forms. I thought, oh, that's starting to get a bit harder. And then I read in Matthew 25, and I thought, oh, well, this one's got to be a wee bit easier. And that's where it's the parable of the master going away on holiday, and he decided that he would give his workers some stuff to look after while he was away. And the first guy he gave 5 bags of gold to, and he said, I want you to look after that while I'm away, and I want you to make good use of it, and come back. When I come back, you tell me what you've done with it. And he gave the second guy 2 bags of gold, and he thought, oh yeah, that's pretty cool. I want you to do the same thing with that. I want you to look after it, and I want you to do good by what I've given you. And the last guy, he got 1 bag of gold. And the master said, I want you to look after this and do good by it, and when I come back, I'll ask you what you've done with it. And we all know that the first guy, he had 5 bags of gold, and when he come back, when the master come back and asked him what he did with it, he said, look, I've increased this by 5 more bags of gold. And the master was really, really pleased with him. And the second guy comes back with his 2 bags of gold that he had, with another 2 bags, and the master was really pleased with what he had done. And then the third guy, who had the 1 bag of gold, he just put it in the ground and put a bit of dirt across the top of it, and he didn't want to do anything with it. And when the master came back, he said to him, what have you done with your bag of gold? And the master said, the worker said, oh, didn't do much with it, actually. And so the master was a bit disappointed with him and wasn't too happy with what he had given that person. And when I thought about it, I thought, that's a bit like us as a church, isn't it? When we understand that everything belongs to God and that we are appointed to manage his resources, ownership ends and stewardship begins. And to do this, God has given us all these different things, all these different resources in our lives, and we all have the ability to use those resources, those abilities, to enhance the kingdom of God. Things like our time, our talents, our physical bodies, our finances, and there's much, much more that we can use to enhance the kingdom of God. And then, you see, then it gets a bit harder. When we accept Jesus into our lives, then everything changes. Now, on a secular basis, that's really easy to kind of do-ish. And then when we believe in Jesus, when we become part of Jesus' family, then it changes. The new source comes into play, doesn't it? We no longer own the resources. We no longer own what it is that God has given us. And we have to do however we can to use those things that God has given us. And you see, that's where I got stuck, to be perfectly honest, okay? And it wasn't yesterday afternoon. I was lying on the sofa there and I had the laptop there and I was typing away and I was looking at this and I was going, you know what, I can't do this. And so I sat there and I said, Lord, you need to tell me what I have to say this morning, because I've got no idea, to be perfectly honest. I'm sitting here and I'm typing these things and I'm changing, I'm deleting, I'm doing all this stuff, and I'm just going, Lord, you have to tell me what it is that you want me to say this morning. And so I waited and I waited, and so flipped the laptop down and put it back up, and nothing had changed. He hadn't come in and typed up other stuff and gone, this is what I want you to say. And so I thought, right, I'll go to bed. So I went to bed, and at 3:03 this morning I woke up, okay, and I had this dream. And I don't know what you're going to think about this, but I had this dream, and you have to bear with me with this dream, okay? So here I am. I woke up at 3:03. Tani was having a blissful sleep, and I was thinking to myself, what has just happened? Here I was going to my first ever council meeting, okay? And I was going into the council chambers downtown, and I walked in, and there was this room full of these people. And the chairman was there, and everybody else was there, and they were all on their cell phones, and they were all doing their own thing, and they were yakking here and yakking there. And I was thinking to myself, what am I doing? So I said in a loud voice, what is it that you want from me? And the chairman turned around and he said, I want all of you. I want everything you have. I want all your time, all your abilities, all your money. And I thought to myself, oh, I can't do that. So I stormed out, as all good councillors do when it gets too hard. I decided I'm going to go out. So I walk out, this is in my dream, I walk outside and I look over to Farmers. Farmers is over there, isn't it? Yeah, it is. And there was these guys, these young guys, doing a ram rage into Farmers. And they were also pulling this car apart and taking all the bits off this really flash car. And I thought to myself, well, what do I do here? What do I do here? There's so much need in our community. And I thought, these guys want all my time here, and there's so much to do out here, what do I do? And so anyway, I thought, right, I'm going home. And so I was walking through the alleyway between the council chambers and where you go across that wee bridge onto the paddock, and I was heading away home. And then this person came up beside me who was a reporter, and he said to me, and he was really tall, and I was looking up at him, he said, what are you doing? I said, I'm going home. I've got responsibilities at home. I said, I feel like I'm pulled each way. And he said to me, he said, Michael, he said, you need to balance things out. And I thought to myself, oh. And I had this word balance going around and around and around and around in my head. And you're probably thinking, what are all these bottles and that doing here this morning? And you see, this is where I get rid of this, because, and if it goes haywire, it goes haywire. I'm not too worried. But see, this is God gave one person five bags of gold. Okay, so this is a big bag of gold. It's full of water, right? So this is, I've got to do something with this, right? And then there's this little bag of gold here, the two bag of gold. I've got to do something with this, okay? And then to get the other little bag of gold here, right? So I'm sitting here and I'm going, what do I do? Because this is when it gets really, really hard, and this is when I don't want to offend anybody. And that's what I was really, really worried about. Because I was going, how do I do this? So here's, I'm going to take this bag of gold, right? This is my bag of gold. And so I'm going to hold this close to my chest, because like I said before, when we become Christians, okay, God takes over, doesn't he? God gives us everything. He gives us all the needs that we need in our life. And so in this bottle is all the needs that I get from God. So God gives me every single thing that's in this bottle when I'm a Christian. Okay, he gives me it. He fills me up, and this is what he gives. Sometimes, okay, in life, and you're probably wondering what these three containers are. So here's my home. Okay, this is my home, and this is my community, right? And this here's church. right? And so I've got this bottle, and I guess some of you are knowing what's going to come, okay? I need to open this bottle up, don't I? Because what's in here is what I have to use to survive every single day. Now, whether I'm in a secular world or whether I'm a Christian, whatever it is, okay, we have resources that come into our life every single day, whether that be money, whether that be time, whether that be someone giving us food, whatever it is, okay, we have stuff coming into our life, and this is it. And it's, so what we do with what is in this bottle, and the first thing that I have to do is I actually have to take the lid off the bottle, don't I? For any good to happen, I have to take the lid off this bottle. And sometimes we get really precious about that. We go, I'm not taking the lid off because I earned this money and this is my money and I'll do whatever I like with it, okay? Or I put time into this bottle, it's my time, I'm going to do whatever I like with it. So what I do with this time in here, I'm going to go and climb a mountain because that's the thing I love doing the most, right? I have to take the lid off. For any good to happen, I have to take the lid off. And then I've got to decide, don't I, what I put in each one of these containers here. So I've got to decide, like in my dream, is like these people in this room wanted all of me. And I can't give all of me when I've got a community and when I've got a family. Do you understand what I mean? Because I was thinking in my head that for me to do any good, I have to give everything. And everything meant just inside these four walls, and that's what I'm getting to. And so that's the bit that I was really, really struggling with. So I've got to decide to go, right, today I'm putting this much water into my family, right? And that's what I need to do. And today I look at the community and I'm going to put this much into here. Okay, and then I go, have I got anything left to put into the church one? And I think, well, I don't know. I need to think through that one. Of course I do. So I put a bit in there, don't I? And so that's what I've done so far. And then it gets to the next week, and hopefully with God's help, because he's always with us, and he's always giving, and he's always caring, and he's always helping us, and he's always making sure that we are looked after, he will fill this back up again. So each week we'll go and we'll put a bit more into the family. And some weeks we might need a whole lot to go into this family one and look after it. Hope it doesn't make anybody want to go to the toilet. Okay, and then into the middle one, as we go out and we see ram rages and we see people getting killed and we see all this other horrible, horrible stuff going on in our community, how much are we putting in here to help out our community? And then we get to church and we go, oh, I'm a bit busy because I'm tied up with these things over here. So how do we balance all that out? And that was the thing that was going around in my head. How do I balance it all out? How do I make sure that we do the right thing by everybody? And it's a really, really hard thing to do, isn't it? You know, I should go, oh man, I need to put a bit more in there. And so I put a bit more in there this week because I've got a wee bit more time. And as we get on with life, that's the circle that we're living with, isn't it? If we're really honest with each other, these three things are the things that dictate to us most what we do with our time and our energies. It's our family, it's our community, and it's church. That's how I see it. That's how I see it anyway. Okay? And so the problem is, as a church or as a community or as a family, sometimes we get it wrong. Sometimes I get it wrong. And I know when I was a young husband and a young father, I would put all my efforts into here and forget about there. And on a Sunday morning when it was really important to be at church and do this and do that and I needed to do that, I was neglecting this over here. And so that was kind of the thing that was really messing me up inside, is because I thought I was doing the right thing, yet I was really struggling over here, you know. And I guess that where that word balance comes from. And then we go, well, how do we make it all work? And you're probably wondering what all these bottles here are for. And all these bottles here is, I can't do it on my own, okay? In each one of these. And when it comes to church, I can't do it on my own, okay? And that's where we've got everybody in here. And so if everybody grabbed a bottle and took the lid off, and everybody put a little bit into this container, then that would fill up a whole lot faster. Do you know what I mean? And then we would be able to do a whole lot more. And if everybody decided that we're going to put a little bit more into our community each week, then that would go a lot further. And if we decide to put a lot more into our families, then that will help and that will be better for us all. So I guess that word stewardship, it's kind of like we have to decide how much of us we're going to give. But we need to also remember that when we belong to God, then we need to listen to God, we need to listen to what he's saying, and we need to be driven by him, because he will fill this jar up day after day after day after day. And even if it's just a little bit, God will do amazing things with it. You know, from one fish, one loaf of bread, he fed 5,000 people, didn't he? And the thing is, we need to do that more often. And so often in a church, you get one or two people that do a lot of stuff, and there's a lot of people that don't put too much water into the container. Okay, and even Carolyn this morning has said to me, and this is a plug for Carolyn, that she needs people to help with Wheels on Meals throughout December. She is desperate.
Meals.
What do I say? How do you even say that? That she wants Meals on Wheels, people to help out with that. So there you go. We need people to do this. We need people to come up here and grab these bottles and tip them into this container, don't we, for that to happen. For us to be effective within our community, we all need to grab a bottle of water and we all need to put in whatever it is we can put in now. When I look around this room, there are so many people that can do stuff. And there's so many people that can, you know what? I do know how to sing, so I'm going to help out with the singing this week. I'm going to help out playing some music. I'm going to help out speaking. I'm going to help out doing morning tea. I'm going to help out on the door. I'm going to help out doing dishes. I'm going to help out doing some weeding. I'm going to help out luxing. There's lots and lots and lots of things. There's friends and neighbours. There's the Christmas dinners. There's all those things. And I'm sure every single one of these people in this room are capable of putting a little bit of this into here to help out. And I guess when we come to this meeting later on, I guess that's my encouragement to you, is to think through the next 12 months, God willing, that you decide to serve in an area. And if you're unsure or you don't know how to even get into an area to help, then maybe we should put a bucket up here with a bit of paper and you chuck your name in it or whatever it is and say, hey, I'm quite happy to put my hand up and do this job. Because when we do, God's going to do amazing things. He will do absolutely amazing things, and he'll bless not only the church inside this room, but he'll bless our community as well. And that is what God has asked us to do, isn't he? He said the Great Commission is to go out into all the world and preach the gospel, to baptize people in the name of the Father and the Holy Spirit. And so that is our mission, that is what our calling is, and we've got to be good stewards of what God has given us to do. Sometimes people think that giving money in a church situation is good enough, isn't it? That I'm gonna chuck some money in here, and that is really, really good, but it still doesn't do grassroots stuff. It still doesn't mow the lawns, and it still doesn't do the dishes, and it still doesn't have someone up here speaking, it still doesn't have people doing song leading. We actually need to roll up our sleeves. And money is really good because it allows us to help missionaries, it helps us to pay for the bills, pay for the lights, pay for everything else that we need. We need that. But there's a balance, isn't there? There's a balance in all of that. So, and if you've got an administrational skill or whatever, then chuck it in the bucket. So that's where I'm at with it, and I'm going to be quiet now because that's more than 10 minutes. It really kind of mucked me up a wee bit, but I think I've got my head around it, that I just need to have a balanced life, and all of those things are really, really important, aren't they? And if we all do a little bit, then we can do a lot. Thanks, Kevin.